Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland. If you are a business owner who is seeking more of a lifestyle, your business is about fueling more than just your paycheck, you're in the right place. And I've been watching the analytics and I see that marketing topics are something that many of you are interested in. So today we are going to highlight an interesting psychology behind the idea behind segmenting your audience on your homepage. Yes. Isn't this a little bit counterproductive, or counterintuitive is the word? It's not counterproductive, actually, and I'll show you why. So first of all, what are we talking about? Most of the time, we are talking about, on our websites, being specific. We're talking to one avatar. First of all, let me just back it up even further and say, most people use their website as a billboard. This is about me. This is about my company. This is about, you know, all the shiny objects I've done in my life. Number one mistake is your website really needs to be about who's coming to your website. So if I could invite you to think about one thing, that would be this. What is the intention of the person who comes to your website? What is their intention? Then everything from there moves in that direction. Now, with that in mind, one of the very more common ways of dissecting this is this big push in marketing to say, find a singular niche, speak to one person clearly. Now, I think that is brilliant in a lot of cases. But I also think there are some cases that have merit for offering a segmented solution. And I also am interested in the psychology, how you're turning your buyers from, instead of a yes or no, to a which one is right for me. Okay, so what am I saying here? When you are online, let's just say you are exploring the website, you hear a podcast of somebody who really is intriguing, you hit up their site, and you're asking yourself one question. Is this the person for me? Is this person going to solve this problem that you are interested in solving? The whole reason, your intention behind getting to their website. Your mindset is set up on a yes or no pendulum to begin with. But what if you got to their website and instead of being offered this yes or no pendulum, you were offered a which one is right for you? It's no longer, is it yes or no? It's A or B. Your mindset shifts. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. So let's use a real life example. I was helping a client revamp her website, and she's a great example of this because she really does have a segmented audience. This happens to be Heather Lundervold, who is the founder of the Christmas Design Institute. Now, I will say this. We haven't finished publishing her website. So if you're listening to this today and you go over there, it's not done. Because, in fact, if you wait till the end, I'll tell you exactly what I'm waiting for that will ultimately help you convert more people on your website too. Okay? So we're just going to lay that out there because I want you to go check her out. She's fantastic, by the way. She was here just a couple episodes ago. You can check her out. The podcast was called How She Earned Six Figures in 6 Weeks. Luxury Christmas designer Heather Lundervold shares with us how, tells all. So feel free to go binge on that podcast episode. But when you're done, you can head over to her website. And if it's not converted yet, like if we haven't published it yet, it'll be cool for you because you'll see what it looks like now and what it's going to look like when we're done. Here's the fundamental point I'm making. Her audience is segmented in two ways. She could be talking on a podcast like mine about how she earns six figures in 6 weeks and attracting audience eyeballs to her site who are interested in building a six-figure business around Christmas decorating. Or she could be at a spring market in her hometown selling Christmas decorations, and somebody might be like, wow, that's so cool. How did you make these? And she could say, well, I could teach you because I have a course that will help you be a luxury decorator. So you could decorate for fun. So now we have people that are coming to her website who either are interested in learning to decorate for Christmas for funsies or professionally. Two very different people, two very different audiences. What hasn't been working for her right now? Like if you go to her site today, this is what's not working. She has an amazing download. It's called The Ultimate Christmas Decorating Guide. And she gets lots of organic downloads. The conversion process between that and a customer who buys one of her courses is very slow. And here's the reason. Because people that are finding her organically are searching up like Christmas decorating and are downloading her freebie, but they are not high intent buyers. They didn't come here with the mindset of I'm going to buy a course. However, and that's a marketing discussion, like that's one where we need to go deeper into how she's driving the traffic to the site, not the conversation for today. Today, I want to say to you, when you have people that are coming to your website, how are they getting there? You know, what are they there for? Did they hear you on a podcast? Did they see you on Pinterest? Did you run a Facebook ad? Now, if you're running ads, you're going to drive those most of the time to a funnel, right? So that's not even what we're talking about. But let's say you're at a networking event or you just do a random Facebook post or you have your website in your bio. People can come to you for many reasons. If you have an audience that could be like you personally and your business serve two very separate audiences, it would behoove you to consider putting on your website a section. In fact, at the very top of your hero image, I would say, speak to your avatar. Do you love Christmas as much as I do? You either love making amazing designs that will wow your friends and family, or you're considering doing this as a profession. Either way, start here. That button takes them to a section of the website that separates them into two categories. And the first one says, and it's written in first person, by the way, not second person, and not they and them. We want the word I. Why? Because the person coming to your website is thinking about who? Themselves. So then the question on the left says, I am interested in learning how to decorate like a pro for fun. And that's the people who are her audience that wants to do things for fun. The second one would say, I am interested in learning how to decorate like a pro professionally. And these are the people who are going to want to learn about how to build a business. Now think about this. Imagine you heard her podcast about her business and you were mildly curious about what would it be like to run a six-figure Christmas design business. So you head over to her website and say, for example, her entire site, it doesn't say really anything about running a business. It's all about just decorating like a pro. You're not really sure what she's offering. You see a button for the download, so you do a download. By the time you get the download and look it over, you've kind of like, you're on to other things, right? Your brain's just like, we're going to go do something else. That's pretty much most people. And you can figure like your audience is doing the same thing. The job of your website should be to help them make a decision. And what we don't want is we don't want the psychology of yes or no. It's which one is right for you. If you walk onto a car lot today, you know what the first thing they do with you? It's called a needs assessment. They sit you down and they ask you a series of questions to find out what kind of car is right for you. Do you know what they don't ask you really? What did you come to see today? Now, granted, they will ask you that because they're going to still do the needs assessment. So if you come in and say, you know, I've got a family of six and I'm really looking for a truck because I need to drive my, I've got to, I do a lot of projects. I need a truck, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't you be surprised if the salesperson took you out and started showing you a minivan and was like, you know, what's cool about the minivan is you have a family of six. You can drag six people around. And when you want to haul something, you can just pop these seats out and you've got like a little interior bed. You could do both. It would surprise you to know that this is how one of my salespeople was the most highly paid salesperson in our dealership, because he took away the option of yes or no. Do you want this truck? Yes or no? No. Instead, he said, now, which do you think you want, the truck or the minivan? At this point, the customer was going to buy something. I almost always knew if he was in front of a customer, they were going to buy. It was like, he was really a good salesperson. But I realized when I was doing this website, that's the mindset shift. We want to take them from a yes or no, because golly gee, we don't want them to say no at all, right? The science behind sales is about getting our person to say yes, 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 even if it's subtle, small yeses on their way to one big yes. Yes, I want to download this. Yes, I want to know how to decorate like a pro for fun. Okay, now yes, I do want to think about doing it as a business. Not to say that on the back end, she's not going to have the funnel that takes the decorating like a pro person and moves them into running a business, right? Obviously. But what's really cool is from the foundation, like I said, back to if you listen to that podcast and you landed on her website, now imagine you're given two options. You can either find out about running a business or learning how to decorate. Now you're aware of both options, but you came here initially because you wanted to know about running a business. So you click the button to run the business. You explore that option, and maybe you're like, I don't know. That one doesn't seem right for me yet. I'm going to go check out the other one. Again, it's not right for me yet. Let me check out the other one. It's not a question of is it right for me, yes or no. It's simply which one is right for me. Do you see the psychology behind that? It's so powerful. So I invite you to ask yourself this, and this is really great for you if you have a split segmented audience, or you're having trouble niching down because you serve two vastly different people, or you have two primary offers that solve unique problems. So even here at Biz in a Box Solutions, we have our Clockwork Method program, which is a very hands-on, high-touch program. You've heard me talk about it here. We sit with you. We map out your processes. We help think for you, because oftentimes you as a business owner are too close to what you're doing, and you miss nuances or subtleties that are so important in your process. Plus, we can help you. We know enough about the technology to say, oh, here's a good spot. You can add in this touch or that touch. We kind of help guide you through that process, and then we build it for you. It's a very high-touch, hands-on program. However, maybe you're like, well, I already have a system and I already have some processes. What I really need is just somebody to build something for me. I know what I want. I've already thought through it. Now I just want to build it. I need your help building it. We can do that too, but that's a very different customer than the first customer. So for the same principle on our website, we have the exact same concept. Are you here because you are too busy to do this yourself? That's another huge factor for us. It's all about time. We're dealing with business owners who either have more money than time. I know that sounds silly to say. Nobody has enough money, but they're so busy and they have enough customers that they need organization. Or people who are like still needing more customers, they're in the growth phase, but they need help building something and they can do some of the heavy lifting themselves. Okay, so it's about time. Some people have no time, some people have more time. That's how we've segmented the list. So I'm telling you today that yes, you can have a website that has one primary offer and you are only selling that function. And if that is working for you, fantastic. If you can do that and you've segmented your list down to one primary offer, yahoo. But I know there's people listening that are like, oh, I just know I'm leaving money on the table and people because I'm not able to get this other verbiage on my site, you know? So that's what I wanted to share today, was just this mindset shift and how a little tiny thing you could do on your website. So be sure to check out ChristmasDesignInstitute.com. Like I said, oh, this is the piece I want you to stick around for. So here's how, again, what I'm talking to Heather about. I'm telling her, look, our goal for your website is to get people to make a decision. Our job is to help them decide which solution is right for them. Why? Because people, they come with their preconceived notions of what you're doing, but it's more because they're coming with curiosity. They're literally here to find out, what am I doing? What's in store for me? The best way to help them through that decision-making process is a video. So the reason her site isn't published is because she's making a video to explain what is an interior decorator and why somebody would want to take the Decorating Academy versus the Business Academy. What is in store for them? It will help them solidify that decision-making process again. And people get to know, like, and trust her because they're going to see her face and listen to how she talks and whatnot. So that question at the top that says, are you inter, what, start here, it will take them to a landing page or another page on the site that has the video and buttons to either one. That's it. And from there, those go to the landing pages that go into more detail about the courses. So we're helping hold their hand through that journey. And so if that is something that is helpful for you, I mean, that's something you've been wrestling with, is like, I've got more than one avatar. This is a really good solution. And you might see that it even converts more on your website than if you just have one primary offer. Okay. I'd be curious too, if you run ads, if you tested, did an A/B test on that, to see, you know, which ad converts higher, if you did something along those lines. All right, my friends, that's it for today's episode. I just invite you to subscribe to the show. Be sure to share this episode with another person that might benefit from it as well. And leave a review, please leave a review. Or, oh, you know what else I wanted to tell you is I'm really looking forward to connecting you in the DMs, connecting with you in the DMs. On either Instagram or Facebook, please feel free to connect with me. I really want to hear what parts of the show you're enjoying the most, what would you like to see more of, etc. All right, thanks for tuning in as always. Until next time, bye for now.